The second phase of Charlotte's streetcar is scheduled to open in August 2020, but Charlotte Area Transit System Chief Executive John Lewis told the City Council Monday night that the 2020 Republican National Convention will delay the streetcar's opening to early 2021. WFAE Steve Harrison has this report.
In the weeks leading up to the Republican National Convention in August 2020, the Spectrum Center will be full of construction workers remaking the basketball arena for a political convention. But despite all that construction work, Charlotte Area Transit System Chief Executive John Lewis says he's been told he can't do any work on the streetcar for up to 90 days before the RNC. The streetcar runs on Trade Street in front of the arena.
We have received notice from the RNC and with Department of Homeland Security that as a result of this construction project being immediately adjacent to and running through the security zone, that there will be a cessation of construction activity in that security zone, which will impact this opening date.
In an interview after the city council meeting, Lewis said he doesn't have any written correspondence from the federal government about the shutdown order. He says Katz will have finished building the streetcar by April 2020, but that it needs 4 months of continuous testing before it can open. He says he was told that he can't even test the streetcar that summer because he might need to send someone out to fix something near the arena.
Because the goal line is still in construction, and as we're going through testing, something could go wrong and we would have to go back in.
The first phase of the streetcar opened in 2015. The second phase is under construction and will extend the line to Johnson C. Smith University to the west and Sunnyside Avenue and Elizabeth to the east. But the $150 million project has had problems. The biggest is that Katz didn't realize the existing Hawthorne Lane Bridge over US 74 wasn't strong enough to support streetcars and would have to be replaced. Earlier this year, work on the new bridge stopped when Katz said a contractor didn't have the correct girders. And starting this summer, the existing streetcar line will be shut down for 6 to 8 months. The station platforms today aren't high enough for the new modern streetcars that will be used when the second phase of the line opens. So Katz is having a contractor raise them by several inches. Having the streetcar shut down for up to 8 months concerned Councilmember Larkin Eggleston.
6 to 8 months, the streetcar being offline.
The streetcar with the current trolleys will be offline. We will be providing bus service, a bus bridge during that time period so that people can continue to have mobility options.
Lewis says he's going to ask the Federal Transit Administration to approve the streetcar opening in 2021 instead of August 2020. For WFAE News, I'm Steve Harrison in Charlotte.